as you increase your spiritual practice. It is unavoidable that some churning takes place, the churning of the mind and the heart. And this means that things come up which you may not have been aware of, things which are not always very spiritually encouraging. Don't become discouraged at that time. This churning, or this bringing into your awareness is necessary on the path of purification. My own spiritual master's teacher, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he brought this to our awareness. He says, when mundane thoughts arise while you engage in chanting the holy name, don't become discouraged. It is a secondary consequence of taking to this chanting that these useless mundane thoughts will come up and then gradually dissipate. Therefore, one should not worry about this. As you continue to chant, something very wonderful takes place. The mirror of your heart, which used to reflect only mundane things, becomes so clean and purified that all of a sudden you reflect spiritual things. You see the form of the Lord. You remember things which you have heard, and all of a sudden something like an inner display of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is initiated, a flow. It is even so that Krishna will give one darshan with his auspicious transcendental form, and finally one attains full realizations of one's own spiritual identity and one's full participation in Krishna's amazing, wonderful spiritual world and pastimes. So churning is good. It is natural and it is highly, highly advantageous to bring you to the real spiritual perception.